CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Futurology Show. We had an interesting guest in last week, and it was Kelvin Collett, the CEO of iConnect SA. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Last week, we spoke about iConnect and some of its offerings, but more importantly, we spoke about connectivity, bandwidth, capped versus uncapped, all the plethora of content that's out there, what's best for who and how and why. And if you missed it, catch last week's podcast because it was very interesting. This week, I think we're going to be talking more about bundling voice and connectivity, that convergence, that unified offering that everybody wants from a business perspective. But I think it also has some play in the home as well.
Certainly.
So before we start, tell us a little bit more about iConnect, what you guys do, how you do it.
We start off as primarily a voice operator,
yep.
But moved into the convergence space. And ultimately, that's driven by the fact that most consumers, businesses want a single service provider. We're in a complicated technology space. There's so much new stuff coming every single day. The guys just want to focus on their businesses and not have to worry about their technology. Pick up the phone, it must work. Go onto the internet, it must work. The Wi-Fi must be nice and fast, and so on and so forth. So our aim is to do and implement all of that and really simplify what the customer gets at the end of the day. And convergence is the driver behind that. You know, it stops the finger pointing. You no longer have a multitude of suppliers pointing fingers at each other saying, well, this didn't work or this is not working or whatever else. So ultimately maximizing uptime, which is what every single consumer and business owner wants.
Exactly. And when there's one person, there's no passing the buck. There's no blame. There's nothing else.
There's no way.
You also know how to handle that customer, and the customer knows how to be handled as well, so they can come straight to you. The support is better. From
much
a billing
better.
Perspective, it's a little bit more transparent. You can see line item, I've got this, this, and this. But there are truly so many things available in today's market of how I can be connected.
So,
is it Wi-Fi infrastructure connectivity? Is it going to be VoIP? Is it going to be a whole bunch of things? But I might not know that. You do. And going through with this converged offering, you can actually go into the guys and say, well, this is good for you. This is good for you, which leads it more to an end-to-end solution.
100%. Yeah, and you just want to simplify it. I mean, there are probably a core of probably 12 products that every single business owner needs. They can go right into video conferencing at the high end. But your basics are voice, data, internet, PBX, some Wi-Fi, email. And those are the very basics. And then you get your value adds, which are virtual servers and video conferencing. But we provide all of that. And I think that's a critical part of it, is to be able to get that from a single provider and then bring the cost down. I mean, we're in a difficult time in the industry at the moment from a country. And I think it's great that we're able to bring those costs down.
That's excellent. I mean, internet connectivity, it's the way of business. It's where we are. It's what we do. It's what we're getting used to. And it connects us to the world. So here in South Africa, we're not just a little island. We've actually got massive connection and a lot of digital innovations coming from South Africa.
Certainly.
Now, with it being here to stay and businesses being able to grow so quickly because of digital optimization or savings and stuff here and there, how do you guys cater to the business market saying, well, yes, you've got a 25 gig or 25 meg line now, unshaped, uncapped, or maybe it is capped. How quickly are you able to move with the times or scale with the business?
I think the critical part with that is that South Africa has leapfrogged a couple of technologies. You know,
yeah.
It's actually paid. We've been lucky that we're a few technologies behind because we've leapfrogged straight into the fiber.
And we've learned from everybody else.
100%. Yeah. So we're actually in a good space from that perspective. And then all the undersea cables connecting us up. So the cost of bandwidth has come down. I mean, we're starting to see that the cost of international bandwidth is almost exactly the same as local bandwidth. So our costs, input costs have come down. So from that perspective, you really can give the customer a complete offering. So to answer your question on the guys on the 25, we want to be giving them 100 megs at similar prices to what they were paying on the 25. And next year, hopefully give them 200 megs. And so keep sort of the pricing the same, but just give more and more value to the offering, and so that you can actually utilize the internet.
Excellent. And last week, I mean, the big question for everybody, and last week I asked it, I'm going to ask it again. How big is the pipe at the moment? What can I get in my business? If I wanted the biggest and the bestest, where does my business get to go?
A gig is the biggest pipe we can give you right now, but 10 gig is not out of the reach. Certainly available. It's just bandwidth at the end of the day from the bigger providers. You know, the switching providers are all able to do it. So 10 gig is not out of the question. But certainly right now, a gig tomorrow can we can hand it over.
So the sky's the limit. I mean, if you need it, there it is. One thing we also spoke about last week was the bill shock. The thing that people are like, well, I expect to be getting this, and then all of a sudden there's 50,000 extra line items that I didn't think about, or the variable costs of maybe minutes spoken on the phone. Sure. Now, by bundling voice and data, we can have more fixed costs. Is that
completely? I mean, I think that's the aim at the end of the day. We launched a product specifically around that, which was completely unlimited. So unlimited voice, unlimited data and internet, included a hosted PBX extension in that. So you know exactly what you're paying per month, irrespective. You won't have any bill shock. And that's the way to go. I mean, guys want to know what their bill is at the end of the month. I mean, you've got six different providers, each with different one's your ISP, one's your line provider, one's your PBX provider. Then there's maintenance costs and all of that stuff. You just want to simplify it.
Exactly. Now, I'm a business, first time hearing about iConnect, and I've already got a PBX system, an old traditional line, old TP, OTP line in their PBX system, and I got 5-10 extensions in my office. Now for me, I'm like, oh crap, I've already got it. Why would I need something new that's maybe going to be better? Now, the savings are obviously going to be a lot more advantageous than the OPEX or the CAPEX.
Sure.
How do you guys engage with clients that have already got infrastructure that they've invested in?
So I think it's the scalability and flexibility that's the big driver. You know, you can suddenly have a whole host of services that you could never do. IVRs, music on holds, all of those kind of things. Growth. If you had a 10 extension PBX, you wanted to add one more extension, well, potentially needed more cards, upgrade the PBX. If you go hosted, you just need to add a phone.
Yeah.
And you want to go from 10 to 20 to 30, just add 10, 20, 30 phones. There's no limit to that. And that's a huge thing. On a multi-branch environment, even better, you can have a single centralized switchboard operator who can transfer calls from Joburg to Cape Town, Durban to Joburg, et cetera, et cetera. So really making the geographic locations of your branches almost irrelevant. And that's a big driver.
Excellent. Now, I'd like to talk about a couple of downsides, the pros and cons of why we should be doing unified converged, why we would need capped in our business, why we would need fiber to our business versus the ADSL maybe that I've already got. But before that, where do people find you guys?
Best place, iConnectSA.co.za. We've got a Facebook page and a Twitter handle.
Okay, and as with most things digital and convergence, the best thing to do would probably be to set up a meeting to talk about the solution.
100%. I mean, we really do believe in actually engaging with our customers directly to actually provide a proper solution. It's certainly not a one-size-fits-all. We have to actually spec it. And that's what that's a huge differentiator, is to actually provide a solution that fits for the customer.
Excellent. Well, we've mentioned a few things as to why unified and converged technology is a good thing. What are the downsides, the versus? So I am that 5-year-old company, and I've already got an old PBX system that was handed down to me, or maybe I bought it for a lot amount of money. What are the downsides then versus unified and old traditional line and data?
Old traditional, multi-vendor is the first one. Costs.
Yep.
So you're typically probably using copper, which they're stealing.
Yes.
What is the maintenance on that? Is it still going to be around? Is the flip side. Then on the other side, you've got your fiber, which is here to stay. Downtime, no one steals it.
Yes.
You guaranteed the speed that you're getting. So your question about like an analog is asynchronous, which means the upload and download are not exactly the same. Typically on fiber, they're exactly the same, so your upload and download are exactly the same. So you're actually getting a far better level of service on your connectivity. And then all the benefits and flexibility. You know,
yeah.
One of the other benefits around a hosted PBX or a converged solution is you've got an app on your phone now, so you don't even need a desk extension anymore.
Oh,
so
wow.
You can actually now connect that directly, sit at a Wi-Fi coffee shop, and
you're phoning as if you're from the office.
100%, and nobody knows that you're in a coffee shop. So it really allows the flexibility for a mobile workforce. You know, we talk about mobile workforces. We see it talked about through Gartner and everywhere else.
Yeah.
But this is an enabler to that.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, everybody's talking ubiquity as well. Like, take it with you. And now I've got my phone, and I can feel like I'm still at the office. So that connectedness is really starting to work. That is fantastic. Now, you guys aren't just a startup. You're not a new company. You guys have got some really nice customers that trust you guys for their infrastructure. Are you happy to chat about some of those guys? I mean, let's get some credibility behind why iConnect was my company of choice.
Look, we've certainly got quite a few brand names out there. Probably we don't normally talk about the brands without sort of engaging with them first.
But you can check them online. If you want to go see who's there.
It's the safest place, check them online. Some nice big brands. And I think they've certainly driven our innovation as well. It's actually nice dealing with some retail stores as well as your more corporate guys, because it forces you to actually deliver the kind of products and services that the industry requires. And we've stepped up, and we don't have the red tape that the bigger guys have, unfortunately.
Excellent. So, but you guys enable us to actually stream from Cliff Central.
100%.
So anybody listening, you've got us to thank for the content, but you've got iConnect to thank for the connectivity.
100%.
So thanks for that, guys. It's a great partner to have if you're going to have an internet radio station, and great for those that are listening as well. Now, the show is futurology, and the thing that we always like to look at is the study of the future. Where are we going? We've mentioned we're at a gigabit line. What do you see the business space or even the unified communication space doing in the next, say, 5 to 10 years?
I think initially the interesting thing is that we're certainly going to use more and more data.
Yeah.
Everything's going to go into the cloud. We're not going to have on-premise anything anymore. It doesn't make sense. The Internet of Things, so having all your devices connected from your fridge to your TV to your monitoring equipment. So if you're running a business, your fridges are monitored by IoT, et cetera, et cetera. But I do think that as humans, we're going to disconnect a little bit more from our devices.
Yeah.
I think we're spending too much time in front of our devices.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get to the point and say, listen, we don't mind being connected. I think it's a very valuable tool. But do we really want to spend that much time in front of our devices?
Become very discerning.
Completely. So I think that's, we'll see a trend within the next sort of 5 years where we'll start to disconnect from our devices, but not be disconnected.
Yes.
So everything else will be connected and it'll make us more productive. But I think as humans, we have to start to disconnect from that.
Excellent. Well, with that said, though, people are still going to want to have that. There's going to be that ramp before the calm. There's that storm before the calm off at the end.
No doubt.
And with that being in place, there's going to obviously be some more players in the market. Now, that's going to start driving service delivery versus price as you guys go.
Sure.
Let's talk about that. How important is it? I mean, we're becoming discerning about how we're connected. Now we're discerning with who we're connected with.
It's all about service now.
Yeah.
If you're not going to provide a service now, and especially, you know, in last week's show I discussed going month-to-month contracts, that's the way it's got to go. And we've got to be held accountable for proper service. I think in South Africa we've been a bit slack on that, and we've got to up our game and up our standards. So I'm certainly excited about the next few years.
Yeah.
We're going to see some innovation, certainly from a technology perspective on, you know, Wi-Fi calling and those kind of things. Far more data utilization, and then more apps in the cloud. And as I say, more and more into the cloud, and that's what we're going to see. And that's an exciting part.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, thanks again for joining us in studio. It's always interesting to have you. And we look forward to having you in next week and the week after. We'll be talking about some other topics.
Brilliant.
But until then, guys, check out iConnect. This is the Futurology Show. We'll be back soon.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.